Good evening to you. John Miller back here at Oracle Park after the Giants' 6-1 victory over Arizona. We're going to review the game with some highlights. Let's go places with the Toyota out-of-town scoreboard. The San Diego Padres now in third place, which is the final wild card position in the National League wild card division. The Padres were shut out by the Miami Marlins 3-0. Sandy Alcantara, the all-star right-hander, who's just having a great year for Miami, pitched 7 shutout innings and reduced his earned run average to 1.92, getting his 11th win. And he beat the Padres ace right-hander, Joe Musgrove, who took the loss and is now 8-6. And Blade, a very highly touted former first-round draft choice, hit a home run, his third for Miami in that game. Now, the other interesting score, Milwaukee was shut out at home by the Dodgers. Although the starter, Julio Urias, only went 5 innings, he had thrown 94 pitches, so they took him out. But Martin, Ferguson, Phillips, and Price each had a shutout inning in relief of Urias to finish up the shutout in a 4-0 Dodgers win. Freddie Freeman and Gavin Lux hit home runs for L.A. Peralta took the loss for the Milwaukee Brewers. So the Brewers in fourth place in the wild card division, they are 2 games behind the Padres in fourth place. And again, 2 games behind the third and final wild card spot. And the Giants are now 5.5 back of the Padres. They were 7.5 behind the third place and final wild card spot just a couple of days ago. So the 4-game winning streak has paid off. The Giants have started to whittle away at that advantage from the third-place team. And the Padres and the Phillies have been sort of alternating in that third and second-place spot. The Phillies won their game in Cincinnati 4-3. The Phillies remain very, very hot. And the Mets, the first-place team in the East, were just destroyed by Atlanta 13-1. But in that game, the former Giant, Darren Ruff, came on and pitched the 7th and the 8th innings and is the first Mets position player ever to pitch multiple innings in a game. The Mets, this is the 60th anniversary of their first ever season, 1962, and he's the first one ever to do that. 2 innings and no runs, 1 hit. He threw only 14 pitches. So Darren Ruff, the former Giant, had an interesting day, even though the Mets got destroyed by Atlanta 13-1. The Yankees were shut out by Tampa Bay 4-0. The Yankees, since the All-Star break, are now 8-15, which hasn't really mattered that much in their division. They have a 10-game lead, nonetheless, over Toronto and Tampa Bay. And Baltimore is now 11.5 out in the American League East. The Red Sox are in last place, 15 games out. All right, there's the Toyota out-of-town scoreboard. Let's review this game now. And the Giants up against their old teammate, Madison Bumgarner, Alex Cobb going for the Giants. And Cobb got out of a tight spot in that very first inning. In that inning, he gave up 2 hits and he walked 2. But he also picked off Emmanuel Rivera, the guy who got the first hit. And so that was huge. After that had happened, with 2 down and nobody on, he walked 2 and then gave up the infield hit to Jake McCarthy. And they had the bases loaded. But he struck out Carson Kelly. Kelly, who for the last month has been a hot hitter. So he made a great pitch, and they would not really have much in the way of threats against him the rest of the time that he was in there. Meanwhile, the Giants in the fourth inning, Bumgarner had only allowed 1 hit in the first 3 innings. It was still a nothing-nothing game when the Giants came up in the fourth inning. And Bumgarner struck out Brandon Belt leading off that fourth inning. And that brought up J.D. Davis.
Last of the fourth, nothing, nothing. One out, the pitch. Davis hits a shot into left center field. That's going to be a hit. One hop up against the wall. McCarthy will scoop it up and fling it back in toward third. Into second with a one-out double, J.D. Davis. That is some loud, hard contact from him, which is his specialty. Kind of the reason the Giants targeted him.
Indeed, and 113 miles per hour was the speed with which it left his bat. So there was Davis with that loud double Next up, Evan Longoria.
So a runner in scoring position for Evan Longoria. First pitch to Longo, and he hits a high drive left center field. McCarthy back, so is Thomas. It is gone! Up over the left center field wall, Evan Longoria. First pitch, he sees a two-run homer, and the Giants have taken a 2-0 lead. Longo continues to swing the bat well. A lot of good at-bats these last few games. And he hit one where he couldn't be robbed. He's had some bad luck lately. What do you do about that? Hit it over the wall.
Well, that's exactly what he did. And we'll call that the Giants' hit of the game. Sponsored by the San Diego Tourism Authority. Happiness is year-round sunshine and beach town vibes. San Diego, happiness is calling. San Diego Tourism Authority. There, I can say that. No problem. All right, so the Giants had the 2-0 lead. And then in the fifth inning, Joey Bart led off against Bumgarner. It's the last of the fifth inning. Giants 2, D-backs nothing. Joey Bart at the plate, and he swings, and it's a high fly ball into deep right, angling back into the corner of Varsho. And now he turns, he looks up, and it's high off the wall, and it bounces way back toward the infield. Varsho races after it, picks it up in shallow right field, as Bart is already standing at second with a double. Yeah, for Joey Bart, that was his second hit, and he was not finished just yet. So there he was at second. Luis Gonzalez got him over to third with a productive out, a ground ball to the second baseman. So one out, runner at third, and the leadoff man, Austin Slater, was next. Here's the pitch. Swing and a looping liner into left field, base hit. So Slater knocks him in. Bart in to score, 3-0 Giants. Yeah, so the big hit there for Slater. And the D-backs got a run of their own in the sixth inning against Cobb. The only run that they would get against Cobb, and it was not a cheapie, a 461-foot home run by Christian Walker back over the Giants' bullpen in very deep left center to the right of that 399 sign, over the bullpen, over the patio behind it, and up into the bleachers. What a shot. One of the longest home runs in the history of this ballpark. I think Dave looked it up. It was the sixth longest home run, at least in the StatCast era, back when Barry Bonds was playing. I think we had any number of home runs that long or longer. Anyway, that's a big fly, the 28th home run of the year for Walker. The only run allowed in six innings of work by Alex Cobb, who at the end of the sixth inning, had thrown 96 pitches, so the Giants went to the bullpen in the seventh.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
In the last of the sixth inning, remember it was 3-1, and J.D. Davis led off the inning with a base hit, and then Evan Longoria drew a walk. Yastrzemski could not move them up with a fly ball to a shallow right. So still two men on, one man out for yesterday's hero, Tyro Estrada. 1-1 pitch. Swing, line drive, base hit, center field. Breaking for third is Davis. He's rounding third. Hallberg waving him home. Now Tyro's going to try for two. Here comes the relay in from the center fielder. Cut off by the shortstop. It's a double and a run batted in for Tyro Estrada. 4-1 Giants. Longoria went to third. And Tyro, he was thinking double right out of the batter's box. And he made it easily into second base. Yeah, so Tyro, well done. That was his only hit of the game and a big RBI, so it was 4-1. And with runners at second and third, there was Joey Bart again. Bumgarner ready, throws, swinging. That ball is hammered to left field, and it is a one-hopper up against the car on the left field wall. Coming in to score, Longoria racing around third, and right behind him, Estrada scores. Joey Bart just hit a laser beam on one hop off the left field wall. And now it is 6-1 Giants. Yeah, and he hit it so hard he only got a single on that one for Joey Bart, his third hit of the game. So he ended up the night with those two RBIs that opened it up. Very, very big RBIs. And he had a run scored. So, and he had a double, but that 112-mile-an-hour shot to left was not it. That was a single. Giants 6, D-backs 1. Bumgarner ultimately would be pulled from the game with two down in that sixth inning in favor of Kevin Ginkle. And the fans gave Bumgarner a nice ovation as he walked off the field, but he was not in any mood to acknowledge that or tip his cap or anything else. It was not the kind of a night that would make Madison Bumgarner feel satisfied. So it was a nice moment for the fans, showering appreciation on great memories from so many big ball games in years past here at Oracle Park and in the Giants uniform. So they had their chance to salute Madison Bumgarner as he walked off in that sixth inning. 5 2/3 innings for him tonight, though. 6 runs, 8 hits allowed. So the Giants had the 6-1 lead, but in the seventh inning, the D-backs got an infield hit from Alec Thomas against reliever Tyler Rogers. Then there was an infield out moving the runner up. But then he hit Alcantara with a pitch, and this has been an issue for him this year. His control has not been as sharp as in the past. He got Varsho on a line drive to right for the second out, but then he walked Emmanuel Rivera, the acquisition at the trade deadline for Arizona. So suddenly they had the bases loaded and Josh Rojas, a left-handed hitter, coming up. And so Gabe Kapler brought in the left-hander. Alex Young, a former D-back, in from the pen. So this was a very big bases loaded two-down confrontation.
2-2. He throws. Rojas strikes out swinging. He got him with the curveball. Big pitches there from Alex Young to bail out Tyler Rogers, who didn't have great command tonight. Diamondbacks low to the bases, but they do not score. That's a very big out right there.
Indeed it was, Dave, and that kept it 6-1. And then the Giants bullpen, Leon for the eighth, and Harleen Garcia in the ninth. Garcia, 3 up and 3 down, throwing only 11 pitches, sewing up the Giants' 6-1 win. The Giants player of the game, and certainly you could go with any number of players who had big contributions in this one, but we're going to go with the battery. We'll make them co-players of the game. Alex Cobb, 6 innings, 1 run allowed, and the catcher, Joey Bart, who worked with him and all those relievers, and had 3 hits of his own and had a direct hand in 3 of the Giants' 6 runs. Joey Bart, 3-for-4 tonight. He and Alex Cobb, the co-players of the game, sponsored by Mountain Mike's Pizza. Slide into Mountain Mike's today for pizza the way it ought to be. And here is the K-Counter, sponsored by Cars for Kids. That's Cars with a K. Donate your car today. The Giants staff ended up with 7 strikeouts, 5 of them by the starter Cobb, 10 strikeouts for the Arizona staff, 6 of them, by Bumgarner in his 5 2/3. Tomorrow, game 2 of the series. The Giants now over 500 and riding a 4-game winning streak. And they'll face a guy who's been a nemesis, the right-hander Merrill Kelly, 10-5 with a 2.95 earned run average. Jacob Junis will go for the Giants. Junis, who has been very strong when he's been healthy, but is coming off his worst start as a Giant the last time he was out there. So he's got something to try and turn around here tomorrow night, 6:45, 5:45 for the pregame show. We hope you'll be able to come out and join us here at Oracle Park, sfgiants.com. We hope to see you. Thanks to Darren Chan for putting this program together and our network coordinator, Josh Holub. I'm John Miller, for my colleagues, Dave Fleming, Dwayne Kuiper, and Mike Kruko, saying good night from downtown San Francisco. The final score once again for the Giants, who have won 4 in a row and 7 of their last 9. The Giants 6, Arizona 1.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time.
Yep.
Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.